says, we're talking about a melech, what he's allowed to do. So the Mishnah says like this, Layarbele Noshim. Before Chaim the Ben Geshem, you allowed to marry as many wives as he wanted. So the Mishnah is telling you that when it comes to the melech, he should not have Elishmaina Asa, he should only have 18, the most he can have is 18 wives. Have you done it? He could have more. Uvavad, they shouldn't make him nuts. He can have more, as many as he wants, but they shouldn't.
He should. The
leba with the tave was mistaken. Yeah, take his leba away. I'm Shimon Aimet. I feel achas umesirias leba. Even one that's mesas leba. Reza la yisena. Don't marry more than one. But if you have. So why is it said leyabel nashim? I feel like Avigail, even if they're tzaddikas, even if they're good wives, like Avigail, still don't have more than 18. So again, so the Mishnah started off saying that you shouldn't have more than 18 wives. So now that means the pasuk says leyabel nashim, the melech shouldn't have more than 18 wives. So if Yehuda says that you could be marbe, you could have more than 18, but they shouldn't be ones that are meisas libay. They take them off to other things. He's trying to deal with Klai Yisrael, and they were drifting him off to other things. Now Shimon says, even one that drifts you off, you're not allowed to have. But 18 is the number that even tzaddik, even good wives, you're not allowed to have more than 18. That means if Yehuda holds, that you could have more than 18 if
so
they're good wives.
What's the half minute that it issues Meisa Liba?
What's the shah?
It seems to insinuate that there's somewhat of a thought that an additional wife would be Meisa Liba.
Not the additional wife. If it's a wife that is
right.
Meisa Liba,
right?
That you can
even one wife.
Even one wife. That
doesn't really apply to a melech, right? I mean, anybody should try to stay away from somebody that's not a good person,
right? And a chanami, but some,
what? And also,
the numbers
are different.
Right? No. But let's say you're married. We don't tell you to divorce a woman. I mean, stay married to her. Big deal, right? I'm old. Big deal. You're able to marry another one. So.
What do you mean? It's Gemara and Gittin.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
It's true.
It could in a way, because then they don't see you as much. I mean, yeah, whatever it is. So, but that wasn't the Dr. Gemara. The Meimer, the Yehuda Darsh time in the Kya. The Yehuda Darsh time in the Kya.
Actually says
Shmon Esrei. No, very good. We can see the Gemara. Where does it come? No. It just says Layabel and Nashim don't have more wives. It doesn't say anything about. No, it's not a Navi. This is a Pasuk in Devarim.
It says.
It doesn't say 18. The Gemara is going to explain where we got 18 from.
Can.
How do you know that?
Because.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, that's going to be here. Okay, yeah. Zakh Gemara. Lememra, let's come and see. The Abhuda Dash time in the Kab. Abshimon Lai Dash time in the Kab. Abhuda Dashans. What do we see from this Mishnah? The Abhuda explains the reason of the Pasuk, and Abshimon doesn't explain. We learned in the Braisa Faket. Why? Because if Yehuda is the one that's coming to explain Layabel and Nashim, that you really could add more. It just, if it's Nashim that are Meisas Libay, you're not allowed to add more. So that means he's really coming to explain the Pasuk. The Pasuk says don't add more. So if Yehuda came along and explained, you know, don't add more, that's only by Nashim that are Meisas Libay. Okay, we'll see you in the Gemara. But if Yehuda is coming to explain the Pasuk, Mashenka Shimon says, no. I feel like Achas and Meisas Libay, you're not allowed to. Layabel and Nashim means even righteous woman, even good woman, then you can't add. So it seems like if Shimon is just not explaining it, he's just saying the pashtus akra. Don't add. That's what it says in Pasuk. Take it or leave it. And if Yud is the one that's really explaining the Pasuk, no, it's only if it's Nashim that take you away, but Nashim that don't is not a problem. Zakta Gemara, Ve'ivcha Shimon, we learned in the Braisa the opposite, that if Shimon is the one that dashes the reasoning of the Pasuk. Tanya, we're letting the Braisa. Almana, a woman that doesn't have a husband. Bein she aniya, bein she ashiya. If she's poor, she's rich. Aim a mashkin and Isa. Don't take a mashkin from her. Which means if you lent her money or anything like that, you should not take a mashkin. Normally you take a mashkin, collateral. Over here, don't take it. Why?
The Isa is only if he takes it afterwards. Shanema, you can take a mashkin.
Shanema, like it says in Pasuk. Okay. Shanema, like it says in Pasuk. Do not take a baget of almana for a collateral. Shimon makes a chiluk. Ashira mashkin naisa from a asher, you could take a mashkin, But aniya, aim a mashkin, I said from a almana, which is aniya, you can't take a mashkin. This is what Reb Shimon says. V'at achayiv lahachzala, you mechayiv to return it to her. V'at mesiyah, mesiyah Hashem ya b'shchaneseha, and you're going to go ahead and be mighty shemra. People are going to say, hey, what are you doing back and forth in this woman's house? Obviously, you're doing things that are that you aren't supposed to be doing. So that's what's happening. So now, what are we talking? Explain Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon saying? Reb Shimon's saying, by a usher, you could take a mashkin. By a niya, you can't take a mashkin. And then the Gemara says, you have to return it. What do you mean? If you can't take, there's no returning. You don't have to return the mashkin to her. And Zakhtimah explains what it means. Hachikama. Mitaych sh'atam a mashkina. Since you're taking a mashkin from her, atachayiv lahachzila, you would have to return it to her by night. Or whichever one, right? If you take a mashkin, so by aniyah, by a poor person, a poor woman, so you have to give it to her when she could use it. If you take her blanket, you have to go ahead and give it back to her at night. You can take it in the day, you have to give it back to her at night. So therefore, atamasiyah shemra b'shchaneseha, you're going to be mighty shemra in her shchuna. You're going to, people are going to look bad at her. What are you doing there? So what do we see? So therefore, Reb Shimon says, "Baya Oshim." Reb Shimon's explaining the pasuk. Even though the pasuk really, you would think the pasuk means you cannot take any collateral, any mashkin. So Reb Shimon went ahead and explained, no. The reason why you can't take a mashkin is only because you have to go back and forth to her to give it back to her by night.
What's the pasuk?
The pasuk is sachbal bag of the money. You should not take any mashkin. So Shimon went in and explained the pasuk only by a ani, but by a usher, which he doesn't need it at all. She has two blankets. She doesn't need this blanket. So since you're not going to go back and forth to the house, you're not going to give it back to her at night. So therefore, you're allowed to. Masha'enkin, the only time the pasuk said that you're not allowed to was talking about aniya, a poor woman. Why? Because you're going to go back and forth. So you see, Shimon's the one that looks for reasoning in the pasuk, and then he's memayit dafka ani, but a usher not. A usher is not included. So you see, Reb Shimon is the one, and Reb Yehuda says, no, it says in Pasuk, you're not allowed to give, you're not allowed to take from Aniya, from Almana, a mashkin. Reb Yehuda says, no, not only, not Asher. Shimon says that it's only talking about Aniya.
Aniya,
yeah, that's what
you
said.
The halacha that you have to return a mashkin is only by Almana Aniya.
No.
What happened by...
No, but by Almana, she's there alone, so we're worried...
But
you
have to return a mashkin to anybody that needs it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Zok Yashia, Ashira, she doesn't need this clothing. Whatever it is, it's a ksus yaim, the ksus yaim, ksus laila, ksus laila. So, Masiya Shema, she tikanis lebesecha, shachas avos, you're going in the morning at night. In the morning you're coming to give it to her, at night you're coming to take it away, or faket, or the opposite. So you see, since in fact the Gemara, that I see that Shimon is the one that explains the dash is the time of the Krah. So the Amar Rabbi Yehuda loy dash time to cover. Shimon dash time to cover. Shimon is the one that dashes. So the Amar Rabbi Yehuda loy dash time to cover. Really, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't explain the reasoning. Whatever it says, it says. Don't explain it. Shani Yochad Mefarash time in the cup. Over here, the reason why he explains the time in the cup. Ma tam loyav leinoshim mishum loyas levavai. Like you were saying, Mashi. The pasuk itself says loyas levavai. So that's the reason why you shouldn't be ma'abinoshim. So if so, if there's one. That is the reasoning. If there's none, no nashim. If there's 18 amesas leva, you're allowed to add more. The reason why you're not allowed to marry more than 18 is because normally by 18 you're gonna have one that's meses leva. But if you're gonna have none of them, if none of them are meses leva, you're allowed to add more. See, he's saying the reason why I explain the pasuk like that is because the pasuk itself explains it like that. That's what I was myself. It doesn't have to be that. He's just saying, but the pasuk explains normally out of 18 women. Yeah, normally out of 18 women, you can have one that's.
That's the way.
If Shimon Amalach Mechti, Ma'al Medashin and Tamil Kar, really normally you do explain the Tamil Kar. Im Kain. See, if so, Lichta Bechman Layab Lenashim Elishtik. We would understand the reason why you're not allowed to have a lot of women is because. Because normally many women, they're gonna take you off. So if so, why does the Torah need to explain the reason? If Shimon says that the Torah doesn't need to explain the reason, we'll understand the reason. So why over here did the Torah explain the reason? Even if you have one wife, and she takes you off, do not marry it.
We say Monsieur Zippo means to do a various, to do things, or it just means that he won't be able to do his job?
It really means that he won't be able to do his job, but normally that comes through a woman that's going to, like Rabbi Mazda was saying, it's going to take you off and do a various. But it doesn't really have to do that. It's any woman that's going
to
be...
He won't be a tzaddik that's looking for the right thing to do. No, but at the minimum.
Huh? I'm not worried about his level.
But I'm saying that you can't be...
We're not worried like his level. We're just worried. This is just...
Distracted.
I'm saying the pasuk says lo yosel levavo means that it's not a double pasuk that he's going to do a various. It
doesn't mean dafka various a various. It just means she's going to take him off on different. She's going to lower him. She's in distractions. She needs a lot. Yeah.
Not traveling.
No.
That's okay.
Yeah. Zokta Gemara. Elamani mekayim lo yarbe. So if so, why is it lo yarbe? I feel like Abigail. This is all a continuation. So that's what Shimon says. Even like Abigail, even if you have 18 wives like Abigail, you can't have any more than that. Dr. Gemara, this is what Shmuel was asking.
And if they do have more than that, they have to get...
Okay, that's a machlekes. So the Gemara, Hanishman Esim and Alon, where do you know 18? It didn't say the pasuk 18. It says, Layab Elinash, where do you know the number 18? So the Gemara, the Chsiva, Yevaldu LeDavid, Banu Mechavin, David had... children of heaven. So now we're going to go through how many children he had there. His Bechay was Amnon to the wife Achinoyam Yisraelis. Meshaneu, the second wife, second son was Kloiv. Lavigayel Eishes Novel HaKamali. She was the husband, she was the wife of Novel HaKamali. First she married Novel HaKamali, then she married David. Vashlishi, the third child was Avshalom ben Macha. His third wife was named Macha. His child was Avshalom. Revi Adonai ben Chagas. Adonai, the son of Chagas, Chamishi Sheftoi ben Avital, Vashishi Yisroim, LeEgla Eishes David. His sixth wife was named Egla, the wife of David, and the child's name was Yisra. Fine. So Eila, Yoldu LeDavid B'Chevin. These were the six wives and the six children that David had in Chevin.
What does Eishes David mean? Meaning she had married David and...
That was it. That was the only... These are the wives of David.
Eishes
David,
she...
Right.
Oh, so we're going to see. We'll see in the Gemara. Good to hear. The Kamalei Navi, and the Navi says, "Imaat." They told David, "If it's too little for you, we'll add more. You had already six wives. If it's too little, we'll add more and more." So Kehena Ishis, you had six till now. The Kehena Ishis is another six and another six. Davalu Tam Nisri. That's how you get the number 18. Okay.
You just had 12.
No,
he
said twice. Oh, we'll get that. Maskevla, Avina asks, Eimu Kehena Tatisri, maybe Kehena means 6 plus 6, which is 12. The Kehena, Esav Aban, just like 12, 12 plus 12 is 24. So not only that, Tayinam Hachi, we really learned like that in the Braisa, La Yabal Enoshim, Yaisim Esav Aba. Our Mishnah says 18, but there's a Braisa that says 24. So more than that, Lamanda Darish Vav, the Lamanda that says Vav, that Dashin's Vav, Vav is like it says the word again. So Abba Mishmaina have 24 plus 24 is going to be 48. Not only that, Tainam Yachel Yabli Noshim Yosem, Ma Abba Mishmaina. More than 48.
Why are we darshani? Why don't we just, we don't know?
No, we don't know. The pasuk doesn't say, the pasuk says Yabli Noshim. We have no clue how much.
But related to that, we're talking.
Huh?
How do we get 24?
We got 24 was because Kehena meant.
He already had 6.
Yeah, already had 6. Kehena just like that. So that's 12. Kehena is adding that to it. And now we're getting 24, and 48 is V'Kehena.
Why are you picking on him?
No, we don't know anyone. So we know David was a melech, and we see how much they were ready to give him. Right. We have no clue. We have no... So the Rebbe Tani done my time. So Rebbe said, what's the reason our Braisa that says, our Mishnah that says 18? And Rebbe Kana, Makash Kehena, Basil Kehena, Kama. We make a hekesh, we don't add. We just say, just like Mak Kehena, Kama. Shiz, just like the first Kehena was 6, Av Kehena Basra Shiz. Fine. Zok Rashi, the man of Dosh Vav, Rabbi Kibbe B'dal, Mrs. Bezdin, we'll see later on, Yishmol, Achi Bas, U Bas, Ani Dosh, Yidash is Bas, and from the word U Bas, Ani Dosh. Zok Dima Vait, Vavim Michal, David had a wife, Michal, so you have to add another one to that. Amarav.
I didn't know what's in heaven, first of all.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
one second,
okay.
And then if you're adding on, you have to add on it's 14, we'll keep on adding, 28.
Yeah. Amarav, Egla zu Michal. When the last one that it says Egla, that's Michal. V'lama nikashma Egla. Shechaviva olav ke Egla. She was loved to him like a calf. That was an expression of love.
You
can't call your wife a cow, so something is wrong here.
Anyway. It's very interesting, the raya. Lule Echrashta Ma'agalasi. Shimshim called his wife Ma'agala. So what happened over there by Shimshim?
She told a secret.
Right, so that was a loved one? I mean, she told the secrets and he called his wife. The one that said over my secrets was Agla. Obviously it wasn't a calf, so obviously it had to be the wife. So you see that Agla is used for wife. So Shimshin used the term, okay?
I love you like don't a calf. Go home. I love you like a calf.
Yeah, don't go home and do that. I don't even know where you have that. Like, he was such a Muslim.
Something that in the old English and Yiddish to some way of referring to people as lamb as a compliment.
Oh, a lamb is different than an egg.
Today it's like a dog. Today,
well, I don't, why is it much different? The lamb is
not
a,
much different.
Saying to us,
doesn't it? Doesn't say lamb, it does egg.
Understand?
Yeah. Well, something, yeah, you remember?
So it's lamb, puppy love.
For instance,
the fourth face of the cup, that's why they had it. Mad cow. Okay, so Muzan, there's something there. Zakashi, Shimshin Kai Lala Ishtai, Shigid Lohim Chidasa. Shimshin called his wife when she said over the riddle. So the mom, Mihavale, the Micha Bani, did Micha have children? Vaksiba, the Micha Basha, the Hesel of Lad, the Hale of Lad, the Jay Mesa. She didn't have children until she died. She didn't have children until she died, but the day of her death, she died while having the child. So the Mar.
We just had that. Right. What was it about?
Yeah. Look, the Mar. Mechi. Mechi.
Yeah.
No, I guess that was Pasha. The Mar. Mechi. Bonim Mechi Kachashiv Lo. Bechevre. We, you counted the Bonim, we said David had these children in Chevron. Vila Maisa de Michal Bishalayim Ave, the Maisa of Michal was in Yishalayim. What was the Maisa? The Chsib, U Michal Bashal, Nishkefa Ba'adachalayim, Michal, the daughter of Shal, she looked out the window. The Teyer Samelach David, she saw her husband David, Mefazvez and Mechakil of Hashem, jumping and dancing in front of Hashem, Vatives. And she was like embarrassed. This is where Michal got punished not to have any children. Because she was embarrassed of David, she embarrassed him. So why was he jumping like that? He was jumping in front of the arm. He was making himself crazy. Dancing, what? Very excited. So you see, so it was a tine on her. What are you supposed to make yourself in sugar? Some kastai, you're supposed to make yourself in sugar. Right? Ela ema adai samaisa hayala. Till that story, she had children. From then on, she didn't have it because she did this avla, and she didn't have children. This was the payment to her chet. What it says that she didn't have children. Before that, you could say she did have.
So why was David sitting there? He loved the kid that they got from Michal. And now he's going to lose it because of her avera?
Who said that she lost the kid?
Shash says the kids were died also. That's where she died. Child was.
They all died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kids, everybody died.
Yeah, it was a punishment. It was a pelting punishment. Like, what did she do so bad? I mean,
so David got punished too?
Okay, so maybe.
So they
said,
oh,
do I? Okay, so the Gemara, Vaksiv, Vayikach David Oid Pilakshev and Nashim Yishalayim. He married more women, took more. So the Gemara, no, that's the Meluya Shemayna Asa. That's to complete the 18. Till now, we were talking about a Chevron. We had
the
six.
The ones we don't know.
Right, these are the ones we don't know. Exactly. So the Gemara, my Nashim, my Pilakshev. What's the difference in a wife and a Pilagash? Amar Vidomirav, Nashim Miksuba, Ubi Kedushin. Nashim, you marry with Iksuba and Kedushin. Pilakshev, but like Suba, but like Kedushin. Pilagash is without Ksuba and without Kedushin. So what's the connection? Yichud. You do Yichud. It's a new pasha. You own them through Yichud.
Oh, and we don't give money to their...
But how do you get a head to do Yichud?
Not be Mekadosh.
Where do you get the head to have? You get a head to do Yichud?
Okay, so that's the pasha of Pilagash. It's not really a wife. It's Pilagash.
How do you ever have a... It's not so great. It's called a play.
The penuya, maybe you're right. No, but you have to do miyachin and then you have to be a pilagish.
Does it matter?
No.
There's some sort of.
Oh, anachanami.
So how do you ever have?
Oh, we're going to see. We're going to be guys. We'll see. So Gemara. I'm a Yehuda Meirav. Abim is...
The Pilakshim is part of the 18
now. No. He had more Pilakshim, more Nashim, more Pilakshim. We're just saying. Once you mention the word...
It's not part of the 18?
The Pilakshim doesn't have to be part of 18.
But she's a Pilagas just for you.
I'm a Yehuda Meirav. Abimeis Yiladim Hayilei LeDavid. David had 400 children. V'kulam b'nei Yifastaya, and they were all b'nei Yifastaya. What does Yifastaya mean?
A captive that he married.
No, Yifastaya means a captive that he married in the war. Right. I mean, the reason why we're calling them Yifastaya because obviously they were pretty that you wanted to marry them. But anyways, now these children were Umgdale Beluri is saying.
This is in addition to the 18.
Yeah, sure. He had another 400 children from wives that he married.
They weren't part of the 18.
Megali Blurius is saying they had chups, the children, these children.
No, Blurius is the ponytail in the back.
Yeah, we use it for chups, but it really means the ponytails in the back. V'kulan yoishim b'kreiner shazav, and they all sat in golden chariots. U'malchem b'rashi geises are you? They were the head of the army. They know you ballet a group and they were strong.
They weren't head of the army.
They sat in front of the army.
They were in front.
Ballet group and Shabbos David. They were the strong ones. Zak Rashi. Vaksiva Yikr David. Oid Amatuva Avala the Nashim had more. Yifastaya Nishbis B'Mochama. Yaksiva Yisra B'Shiv. Now, talking about Vaita. Vamav Yudam Yat. Toma Bas Yifastaya. She was a Yifastaya. Tamo was a daughter from David through a wife of a Yifastaya, the good wife. Shanama. No. Married the regular wives.
So then
they
can't be part of the more than 18.
No, he was a it was a Yifastaya, the good wife. It was a whole different wife. That's a heter. You're allowed to even marry, right? No.
When you marry, you should have tired.
No, over there you ever have to, you're allowed to do whatever you want. These are loopholes, yeah.
So it's 18 of each category.
Right. 18 of the regular category.
Cows.
18 regular. Then Yifastaya, he had 400 children from these Yifastayas. He didn't have that 18 wives.
What is going on
here? Shh, we can't. This is something we can't understand. Not Pashat. That's why you want to know why they don't learn Nach, is because they don't teach it to you because. Very hard to explain. There's haich haich and yanam these things. We'll see. We'll get to it more. Hold on.
The Lav Shom holds the fast tire. There's no pollution.
Right.
So it's nothing. So it's not an issue.
Is it the more than
what?
The more than to shift.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. That's not one of the 18 akapana. Yeah. So Tamar was the daughter of David. She was the daughter of a fast tire, not of a real kedushin. Of the Yifastaya, the wife. Shenema va'ata da'beno ala melech ki lo yim le'eni mimcha.
Child's not a pagan, a regular child.
A regular child, yeah. Now, what are we saying over here? We'll see what type of pagan it is. But it's not a mamash. We'll see. So it says, va'ata da'beno ha melech ki lo yim le'eni mimcha. Go talk to our father, and he's not going to stop you. What happened was, who wanted to marry Tamar? Who wanted to be Mizana with Tamar? Amnon, right? So Amnon wanted to be Mizana with Tamar. Amnon was another child of David. Yeah. So he was trying to do it. So Tamar said, hey, 1 second. Just go ahead and tell David. It's no problem. David's going to let you marry me. Why? They were half brothers. They had different wives. So it says, if you're going to tell me that Tamar was from a regular wife of David, one of the 18, you can't marry your sister. So obviously, she was only a child of Yifastaya. So she was telling Amnon, Why are you trying to be mezana me? Do it legally. Be allowed to marry me. El shmami no. Bas yifas tayoi. So she was a daughter of a yifas tayoi.
You have to say there was no giyur.
What?
You have to say there was no giyur. Because there was giyur. Bas hanus also is also...
Oh, okay. Zakrashi. Tama.
So Menachem says that this is where
Shalom
comes and kills Amnon.
Tama. Zakrashi. Tama. Achayis Shalom bas yifas tayoi. The sister of Shalom bas yifas tayoi. Kaidim shen is gaya, like Rabbi Mazal saying. Belev Shalom. Before she was a gaya, Belev Shalom. Macha imai. Yol v'loy l'david es Tama. Macha was the mother of Tama. V'haysa etzle b'tayas yifas tayas. She was with him as yifas tayas, not as a regular wife.
What's Avshalom?
Avshalom could have been as a regular Amnon. One of Amnon.
Her brother was a child.
Yeah.
So he was also the son of Avshalom? Who, Avshalom? It wasn't a full son. Rashi's mash was like, once the game is happened, you don't believe last day.
Right. That's a Rebbe Masa. Yeah. So this is my right. No, what? Who wants to hear you know? What? Oh, I know.
You have no right from that to say because of some Shadim learn that the reason why you need a head to be fast fire because she's not the guy of
the Brits, maybe we have more time.
Read Rashi.
I thought that he's coming back to Africa. Yeah, that because why do you need a head to.
Amnon was a friend. Who, Amnon? Amnon was David. The son of David. From a different wife.
So if
Tamar was a son of another wife, a daughter of another wife. So Amnon was trying to be mezana with David, with Tamar. So Amnon was trying to be mezana with Tamar. So Tamar said, "Why are you coming to me with znus? Just go ahead and we're allowed to." The Marashmain Amnon Reya Shmain Yenadav. His name was another Ben Shima Achi David Ishchacha. So, and he had a bad friend Bekitza, who was a smart person. I'm reviewed the Ishchacham LeRashi. He wasn't a chacham. He was a person for bad. And he said like this, Vayayme, Madua Atakacham Dal Ben Amelech. So Yainadav told Amnon, I have an easy answer for you. Yainadav and Dalim, Shchav Amishkavcha, lay on your bed, this Vahaschela, make believe you're sick, and say that the only way I can get better is someone cooks for me, Vahaschela, Eina Esabriya, and Esabriya, to have this. She cooks for me this fried food. And Vatikach HaMashayas, Vatitzik Lefanov. And he was laying in bed, and this Mashayas was Tama, came to be Metagain, to fry in front of him. And then he was, she was making Machalim of Tigun. And that's how he was Mazanus. So this is his good friend that helped him out to this Nus. Look, Yashi. Yeah, I guess they knew that she was the one that knew how to fry. Me have a shayla.
That's from a car that food
brings kiv, huh?
Melt somebody's heart.
Me have a shayla. It seems like special. Yeah. Me have a shayla. El shmami no adayin is guy yimak shiodasa. Itam vlad shivcha. On v'kutis mitzol in l'kuvus av mesach zivamis. Oh, this is before. Mishas ben mikamak v'hischel. I say ask mecha kachayla. Make yourself like a sick person. Havaya meichel tigim fry it. Yeah. What did he say? No, the Meister, no, he wasn't going for that. She was trying to avoid him. She was trying to avoid him, but it wasn't. Yeah, but he wanted to move on. He wanted to move on. Okay, let's just go back. Let's finish. What are you saying? Okay, so my bite. Then he was Mazana, but he said, Amnon sinned against the Lord. Then Amnon hated her. Why did he hate her? He was going on it? He was Mazana. Why did he hate her? I was like, my time, I'll be talking to Nima, Nixer, like. Here got stuck to him, and it made him into a kushivcha.
Got stuck to him.
Huh?
Yeah. This guy has got all moves.
The chi nixer and Simeli became a kushivcha. Simeli got upset. So the tomorrow, the chi nixer like Iya Mayavda. What she do wrong? So the tomorrow, Eila Ema Kasher like Nima va'asas a kushivcha. She, what's so funny? She went and tied a hit there, and he became a kushivcha. So the tomorrow. Eini, it's not true. Vadash, Yavi, Yavadash, Maidach, Siva, Yatzach, Allah, Shem Bagayim, Vayafacha, Shein Lam, the Bnei Sisyal, the Bnei Sisyal don't have Loi Sabbath, Shechiv, Loi Besaheva. They don't have that. They're saying, the other nations are saying that Nashim of Yisrael are special because they don't have not Sabbath, Shech, and not Sabbath, Seheva. So she didn't have it. So how did she get stuck with it? Okay?
Sounds like there's more of a game between them. And it's not really in the chaos. In other words, when someone closes the door, when the husband closed the door, that's what they'll do with. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if by a chasener, right, under the chuppah, everything goes down there, has to do with halacha. Chachamin,
deraisa. Once they're ready alone. Okay, no. So that's why she's
frying for him, or hair gets stuck. That's all between them. What's it?
Right. So we're just saying, no, that's why we're saying he was upset at her. Why was he upset at her? Yeah.
She forgot the script. What was the script?
Zakti Mara. So, the Bnei Yisrael don't have it. Don't have Sarah's Bnei have it. So what's the problem? Zakti Mara. Shani Tama, the Basi Fas Taya. She was a Basi Fas Taya. So therefore she had Sarah's Bnei Yisrael. Why didn't you
throw us?
So what do you say is now? Why aren't they just like the praising that Klal Yisrael is has this mila that said, they can do it also? What's the big deal?
Doesn't it make the matter that they don't have the edge? Right. We're opening Bastion now. In Halacha, it talks about the Minhag Sevarim is the
thing. They do it, yeah.
It's because they were nenash because of the way they acted before the Chorban. So they got back here.
That's right, and Shaumas don't have it.
What?
Shaumas also have it, right?
No, it's
mashm
they didn't.
Right. That's mashm. Yeah. That's pshat. Forget. Klal Yisrael didn't have it. Yeah. It's not stam because if you have a car, what's the big deal? That's a symbol of godliness. Okay.
So the Ranian said, yeah. because they didn't have long ones, or they didn't have
the follicles. So Tama went out and put ashes on her head. But sent us a patch of leather car. She ripped her clothing. She was upset. What happened there? Tama was trying to have a Gedra Tama Ba'isa Shah. Amru, she said, "Lebnois Melachim kach." Look what could happen to the Lebnois Melachim, the daughter of Melachim. Lebnois Adyotis Alachis Kam Vekama Kolshkin. Lebnois Adyotis Metznuis kach. Kam Metznuis the Prutzes Alachis Kam Vekama Kolshkin the Prutzes. Zok Yashi, God Yatam with the Masa Vizakasa. Benoga Atzim Vizayin. She acted like Vizayin. She didn't act nice. Still Nasim Shanoshim Kavachayma. Be Atzma Na Lebnois Melachim Iru Kilkul Zeb Adyotis Alachis Kam Vekama Kolshkin with Adyotis.
So Tamar didn't want.
She didn't want. She got forced. Then they started being geyser on yichud of eishesish and a pnuyah. It's like, no, yichud ayaisi. What they were geyser then? It's a yichud. It's a ayaisi. Damei beichem shemeshim min yoyitz. Remez yichud min atayim min ayin. How do you know a remez to yichud min atayim? That's us min atayim. Shnei ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. Ki ben aimis meisis ben av ena meisis. If they're going to talk you into it, they talk you into it. But a son of a father doesn't. A lemonach ben misyachad imimai. The child is allowed to have do yichud with his mother. Ve'nachad misyachad imkali ayishem atoy. No one else misyachad. Ela ema. So what's it coming to teach you? What the asid gazu al yichud pnuya. That's when the asid yichud of a pnuya, not of eshesish. Zok to my
vayit.
Not
the Torah. The Torah
was not to me yichud eshesish.
Why would
they be crazy? They wanted to stay away from everything. They wanted to add more yisurim. Walk down. Over there, that's where yichud came. That's what happened over there, yichud. He was cooking
the
fish.
Was it mutter?
Yeah, maybe it was mutter, but look what came out from yichud. So we said, you know what?
Yeah. Because
we didn't
like it in the chat.
Yeah. Zodimah v'ayt, shleit n'pasuk v'adonoy, m'chagas m'snas ani yamlech. Adonoy was the son of Chagas, married to David. He said, I'm gonna marry. I'm gonna be the melech. He wanted to become the Melech, but he couldn't. Why? Because in order to be the Malchus, David's crown had a rod in it, in the middle of the crown, and your head had to fit to that rod. It means the head was indented. So his head didn't fit. Zakri Ashi, Shabikas Lamlaz, Lamlaz, Shatashiv, Reish Kesamalchas, Reish Kesamalchas, Lamlaz, the Fisha Shavit Shazav, Vitei Chalala. You know what's going on? He was a Shavit Shazav in the hole of the hat, of the crown. He died from the day, only can fit in your head, only Misha Yeshle Charitz, Reish. If you have a hole in your head, not a hole, an indentation. If you ate the base David, that's Ezra, Reish, Kalar, the Machas, and Lassa. Misha Enra, Machas, and Lassa. You're not going to have this hole. Indentation, yeah. That the Basak Vat, Vyasla, Yechav, Priyachim, Chamisha, Mishratz, and Lafana. He had these people running. He had 50 people running in front of him to act like a king. He's like, "Come on, Maya Busa, what's so major? 50 people? Every melech has 50 people." So the Ma'am Avidam Yav Kulan Netulei Tachol V'Chikukei Kafetz Reglayim Haya. They were all. They took away the spleen and the flesh on the feet. Why? Like this, they could run quicker. Spleen slows you down, and the flesh on your feet slow you down because if you hit thorns, it hurts you. So they took off the flesh, and you're only left with bone. So that's what you hear what's going on in Mrs. Nefesh. Look, Yashi Maya Busa the Chamisha Mishla Ben Melech, the Tule Tachal, the Chukin Kavitz Aglaim, the Tule Tachal, Yede Sam, Shatachal Machbide, the Adam, the Chukin Kavitz Aglaim, Ain Basa, the same, they didn't have any meat. Vezabriatsim, Alakaitim, Alabakan, the Ain on his Arkin, and they don't get.